Welcome to The Road Back to Life with Ashley and Don, a program brought to you by Patients for Patients with Kidney Disease and their families, hosted by The Road Back to Life, a mentoring group for kidney patients. For more information on The Road Back to Life, visit us at theroadbacktolife.com. Now here's your hosts, Ashley and Don.
Well, everybody, this is Don with Ashley and Don, and we got everybody to stick around for probably another 15 minutes or so. There's just so much more that I think we need to talk about. And I want to thank Marilyn for sticking around, Ashley's mom, and Ashley, and Steve, thank you for putting up with us and allowing us to do this. So, if you could tell somebody who is struggling out there anything that might make their journey easier, what would it be? And Marilyn, you know, what on your side of things as being a caregiver, what would that be to other caregivers out there?
Education, education, education. Learning just with anything in our life that we learn how to do, the more you know about anything, the more comfortable you're going to be with it. And not knowing and being naive to it is scary and hard. So if you can just surround yourself by people, books, internet, anything that can help you learn about this process, it's going to make you feel more comfortable. So that's would be my say on anything.
And you, Ashley, you know, somebody struggling out there, I mean, from your perspective, what would you tell them?
I mean, I would tell them that they're not alone, that there's somebody else out there that's dealing with what you're dealing with too. And I feel like we do have a lot more resources to kind of connecting with other people who are going through what you're going through, because it's nice to have that support of someone who understands. So just that you're not alone, and to lean on your support. I mean, definitely lean on the support around you, because that's what they're there for. And those are the people who have put themselves in your life because they want to be there and they want to support you, whether that's, you know, family or friends, or if you're seeing a counselor or whoever that is. But definitely lean on your support, especially when you're going through something that, you know, can be very hard and overwhelming and, you know, have its own struggles.
Yeah, and I would add that one of the first things I used to tell people when we did support group meetings, when we had people that are coming in that were stage four, stage five, and their doctors had sent them to talk to us and ask us our questions because we were the patients. One of the first things I would tell them and their caregivers was, you guys are going to be okay. You can do this. And the other thing I would tell them is you need to trust in the process. You need to trust in the process. It may not be what you want to do. I don't know anybody that wants to go on dialysis. I really don't. I don't know anybody that wants kidney disease. But the process that is in place to make us better and to keep us healthy and to keep us alive and going and giving us a life to live that's worth living, you got to trust in that process, whether that's diet, whether that's the machine, whether that's, you know, taking and finding a social worker and maybe finding some help from them to get your emotions and stuff put back together, or whether it's finding another patient that's doing really well. That's the key, finding another patient that's doing really well, not a patient that agrees with you that this stuff really sucks, but one that says, hey, you can do this, and has a positive outlook on it all, and keeps you going in the right direction. But other things I think that I, you know, I wish there were things, not just education, but I think like support groups or things like that in other places that could help both the caregivers and the patients. What are you guys' take on that?
Yes. And if there was something like this, have it be readily available and easy for people to find. Because I know that, I mean, I'm a part of a support group right now, The Road Back to Life. But when I was going through everything, it was really hard for me to find it. Because I was online and I was searching and I was looking for, you know, other people who were going through what I was going through. And I wasn't really finding anything. But I know that they're out there. I mean, there's a lot of people who have kidney disease or renal failure. And I mean, there's a good majority of them that are, you know, young adults. And so support out there, and it's easy to find. I mean, and it's easy to get to. Do you agree, Mom? Would you have wanted some support being a mother and a caregiver?
Definitely, yeah. I would have loved to have had support other than family and friends. And with going through it with people that were going through the same thing, it would have really, because I didn't have any of that, and that would have really helped me. Just to sit together and cry, or just be able to talk like we are now about what was really the scariest for you. Yeah, a support group would have been really good.
Yeah.
So do you, right now with The Road Back to Life, do you hook people up where caregiver with caregiver, patient with patient, so that when they come into the dialysis center, there might be some brochures or might be maybe a liaison there at times, who can say, hey, Ashley, I know you've got your mom or your dad or your husband. They're out there in the waiting room. Can I talk with them? And then they would meet up with Marilyn and sit down with Marilyn and say, hey, we would like to put you in touch with other caregivers who've gone through this before, who understand the emotional roller coaster. Do you have that right now in place, or is that something in process of being developed?
It's in place. I mean, because dialysis centers have called me and said, you know, we have a young patient just starting dialysis. Would you be able to come sit with them? And so I go sit with them during a treatment, and we talk about, you know, dialysis and kidney disease. We talk about just life in general, things that aren't kidney related. But I think that, you know, we could use more of it because it's not everywhere. And I mean, it's.
Do you do the caregiver to the caregiver, though? That's what I'm asking.
That's the hard part, because there's not a lot of caregivers out there that, you know, want to spend the extra time or whatever to help out in that area. We have had in the past caregivers come, you know, alongside of other caregivers, and I think also there's this whole thing thinking that every dialysis center is open to things like this, and not every dialysis center is. So it has to work through the doctors oftentimes if you can't get through the dialysis center. And that's, you know, we're a very small organization in the state of Washington. In fact, in a very small part of the state of Washington. And part of the podcast here, reason for it, is that we want to be that voice out there to help influence others who are thinking about the same thing that we're doing and starting their little road back to life wherever they're at. And for those shut-ins, well, I shouldn't say shut-ins, but people in the center part of the United States that are, you know, 60, 80 miles from the nearest town, and you know, for them to go to a support group, oftentimes, especially if they don't have their own transportation, is almost impossible. And so you know, there's those aspects that we can help along with the podcast. And I think also, Marilyn, you told me when we were talking last week about you went to this dinner that is put on by Puget Sound Kidney Center's foundation and the CAPS Foundation up there in that Snohomish County. And that was the first time you actually got to sit down with other people who were, you know, experiencing a lot of what you experienced. Was that a good thing?
Yes, that was the first time after so many years, and it was a really good thing. It showed me how emotional other people were, and that I wasn't alone, and that my feelings, they seemed even more emotional than I was, to where it kind of made me able to breathe and think, wow, you know, I mean, there wasn't a dry eye in the entire group when they kind of talked about a specific story of a family that went through this. So it's definitely the support of other people is so huge and so important, because you start to just feel like maybe you're not strong, or you're being too emotional, or you're not thinking. I mean, all these things go through your head, to where it's so important to be able to talk to other people about what you're going through, and they're going through the same thing, so you can really support each other.
Yeah, that's a byproduct of that dinner. It's a really, really cool thing. And you know, I guess to use a trendy word, you can network while you're there, and you know, maybe you get acquainted with a few people that, you know, after the dinner's all over with, you can, you know, spend some time with, maybe go out to have lunch or a coffee or something, and discuss some of these things. You know, the more you discuss it, the more it becomes like a cathartic situation. It just becomes healing. The more you share your story, the more you reach out and help others, you actually help heal yourself. So, you know, it's one of those deals where it's not just about the mechanics of cleaning blood and keeping people alive. It's far deeper than that. It's the emotional side of things that, you know, keep us wanting to do it.
Well, you know, so. Don, I want to butt in here. I know our time's just about up, but one of the things I'm thinking is a lot of people who go through a traumatic experience, they come through out on the other side and they don't want anything to do with it. They want to put that in the past. They don't want to associate themselves with all the feelings and dredge that back up. So in a lot of cases, whether it's a person coming back from a tour of duty or a person who just went through what this traumatic experience of kidney transplant and all that went on, a lot of people just shove that, bottle it up, move on, and pretend like, okay, that was a chapter of my life. I don't have to go back there again. But the fact is, the reality is within kidney transplant is it's going to be with you for the rest of your life. You're taking medications. You got your ups. You got your downs. And the caregivers know this. They have to know this. So my plea for everybody listening to this is have them listen to this. Get them hooked back up. Don't be afraid. Network with other people, because actually you find you'll sit down with a cup of coffee. Marilyn would be with another person, and all of a sudden you're going through the same thing, but now it's not, you're not fearful anymore. Now you're like, you know, we got through it. And so please just pass this on to anybody you know, because a lot of people flee. They don't want to have to face that again. When in reality, I find when you face your fears, you cut out the better side. You're much, much more empowered and emboldened for that. So that would be my only last parting words there.
My parting words would be, thanks, ladies. Thanks, Steve. Y'all have a good day, and be kind to one another.
We hope this week's show has provided you with valuable information and inspiration you can apply to your life. Keep in mind, anything said on this show is for educational purposes only. As always, we encourage you to write down your questions and take them with you to your health care provider. If you have any questions for us or would like to talk to one of our mentors at The Road Back to Life, please feel free to email us at mail@theroadbacktolife.com and we'll be happy to assist you. Now here's Dawn with this week's thought for the day.
I've failed over and over and over again in my life, and that is why I succeeded. Michael Jordan.
This is Steve Johann on behalf of Ashley and Dawn and the team at The Road Back to Life saying thank you for listening to The Road Back to Life with Ashley and Dawn and for allowing us to be part of your journey. For more information on The Road Back to Life, visit us at theroadbacktolife.com. Now, go out and be kind to one another.